Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Good afternoon.
All right, with Thanksgiving upon us, and yesterday, we were live. We were crushing with the Correa stuff, and we got into the marquee and the 12 point plan to success. I'm going to get it to you 3 o'clock, Michigan OSU. If you missed our update on the HBO Real Sports Report, Odyssey.com Rewind is there. But we had some fun and Roberto knocked it out of the park. Well, he's got another Thanksgiving segment that we'll do right here. Blitz style. All about the do's and do nots of our blessed Thanksgiving holiday. Roberto. White people jazz, courtesy of sitcom.
All right, so yeah, I thought you guys would like this one. I found this list today. It's the things you should never do. You know, we talked about the foods and the dishes yesterday, but there's some don'ts that you should avoid. Kind of have food to do with it as well, but here's the first one.
So basically, this is a list of things that are going to drive me nuts.
Yes, that's why I like this.
Yeah, I knew. I shocking.
Every one of these is going to get on your nerves, and I love it.
Are you kidding me?
Now, how about let's start with this one. Now, this one is probably this is a pet peeve for a lot of people. You know, let's say people say, hey, we're going to show up at 3 o'clock. We'll eat at 5. But knowing damn well that you've put, the dinner's not going to be ready till 7 o'clock. Now you've been there for 4 hours. You haven't eaten anything.
See, well, the first mistake, you have to have hors d'oeuvres. You have to have starter courses.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres, as Rico calls them. What I don't like is when you put Thanksgiving in the hands of less qualified families who are not good cooks or don't know how to scale a big meal, you're right. Because even if you go and they tell you the mealtime, invariably, right, inexperienced people don't, they're not able to keep up.
Correct.
And now the meal is an hour late,
dude.
90 minutes late, 2 hours late.
Oh.
Big problem.
It becomes Michigan State OSU. You got to start getting behind and now you can't catch up.
Listen, and you got to have hors d'oeuvres. You got to have it. How do you not have hors d'oeuvres on Thanksgiving?
I agree.
My God.
Now this one could be even worse. Is undercooking or overcooking your turkey?
Yep. Listen, that's...
Now, what is worse in your opinion, under or over?
Well, under. You'll get like
you're gonna
worms
die.
or salmonella poisoning. I don't know. It's under because you could kill somebody. The yes. Over, it just makes an already dry, fibrous bird more dry and fibrous. And I love the people who say, well, it doesn't matter, just add more gravy. No, it does.
No, that's not going to help.
Look, there's a reason you only eat turkey once a year. If turkey were so good,
right,
you'd come home on a Tuesday night and have turkey dinner.
You'd be barbecuing it in the summer.
Right. I'm going to smoke a turkey, barbecue a turkey. Honey, let's have a turkey breast Wednesday night. No,
no.
Said no one ever. Once a year, you eat this syphilis-ridden bird.
Oh.
You ever see a turkey in the wild?
Yes, actually.
They make pigs look civilized.
Oh, my Lord.
Turkeys are filthy.
Well, here's uncivilized as well. Here's another don't. I mean, this is egregious. To show up unannounced to Thanksgiving.
Why would you ever do that?
Let me add something to this. How about the person who shows up empty-handed?
Yeah, that's another one.
Isn't that just wrong once you're past the age of 21? The bare minimum.
Well, you bring a bottle of wine or a
something.
Dish or something.
Show up with something. If you've been invited to Thanksgiving at someone's home, bring a side dish.
bring an hors d'oeuvre, bring a bottle, bring some cigars, bring something to the table, because let it be known, your personality is not so great that it absolves you and brings so much value that you don't need to bring something.
Right, you're not Chris Rock showing up to do comedy in the middle of the
dinner. Right, right. Like Tony Bennett has been wheeled into the living room and he's going to sing. Well, Tony Bennett doesn't need to give us a bottle.
Now, Mike, I don't know if you've ever been in this predicament, or David. I think I might have been in this predicament before, but when somebody brings their brand new significant other that they've only been dating for like a few weeks.
Tough.
That's tough, right?
Tough situation.
I've never seen that happen, ever.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not for me to say because I haven't been in a position to have that happen. Now, if you are asked the question by said person, you do realize you're being set up. Like, for instance,
yes.
If one of my sisters at the time they were dating, the gentleman they were dating, asked me, what, you think I'm going to be able to say no? You're getting set up.
Because if you say no, then now they'll get you like, come on, what do you mean no?
Right, now you've already created a problem and possibly alienated your sibling to where they don't even attend Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Now they're at Bobby's house. And we all know what Bobby's family is.
Oh.
Monsters. They can't cook. Now she's on the back of a Harley. She's headed out to Metamora.
They're eating on paper plates,
right,
for God's sake.
Plastic utensils.
Oh, God forbid.
But no, you're set up in that point. It's on the person to have the decorum to know if you haven't been with the person at least 6 months, they can't come to Thanksgiving.
Now, my wife is doing this as we speak, and I feel bad for her, but hey.
Second dick.
We put our... I'm not touching that. No, it would be waiting until the last minute to go to the grocery store. She is at the grocery store right now. I can't believe there must be murders going on there right now. I can't believe what could be going on there.
I'll be honest with you. I'm even worse. No. I'll be going tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm only responsible for a couple of side dishes. I'll buy what I need fresh. I'll make what I need tomorrow morning, make it fresh, and bring it over hot.
It's about the line.
Yeah, the line, I think, is going to make
you
insane.
You know what? Here's the deal. I've got some podcasts stacked up. I'll have earbuds in.
Nice.
I won't talk to a soul. I won't even have a human being ring me out. I'll go to the little robot. Boop, boop. I'm like a machine. I'm like Mr. Miyagi at the self-checkout.
I do love the self-checkout.
Bing, bing. Yes. Bing, 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 bing. I'm out.
One didn't scan. Move along.
What's the code for white onions? Don't care. I'll deal with it. I go tonight. I do. Roberto, I haven't had the time. Like, no offense, but like, yeah, the rest of the people in this office, it's a half day today. The office closes at 2.
Yeah.
Ain't no half days. When am I supposed to go? Plus, I'm on puppy duty in the morning. You can't do it.
And the other thing I'm worried about, you know, with my wife at the store is not being able to find stuff, too. I mean.
Oh, the supply chain deal?
I mean,
look, if you got specialty items, you need to be out ahead of it.
Correct.
Well, that plays into this next one. How about this? Because this might get under your skin, Mike, is getting too creative with your menu. So, you know, not letting people know, we're not having turkey for Thanksgiving. We're going to have salmon.
Okay, here's what I'll tell you. And we brought this up on yesterday's show.
Damn it.
Every menu item has to be approved by my mom. Period. I mean, she's like Roger Goodell. She has commissioner power over the Thanksgiving table. It's her holiday. So everything has to be approved. That situation never happens.
See, it never happens for me either because my mother's the same way. My sister does cooking, so they talk it out. But my mother still has final say on what's on the menu, period.
David, regardless. David, I reverse-seared a couple of, like, dry-aged ribeyes a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, it was like Deflategate. I was under investigation for the 6 months following Thanksgiving. I told her I didn't want turkey, and I'm like, listen, my brother-in-law likes steak. I like steak. You know that. I go, we'll be fine. We'll just side piece it.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's almost like getting good front row seats to a concert. She has the main things are right in front, but she'll take your ribeye steaks and like move them to the very back of the.
They went to the auxiliary rack. They were right next to Lethal Weapon 2 in the DVD bin.
Oh.
Gone.
No, everything has to be approved. So I agree with you. You need to have the staples. And then if you want to get creative beyond it, go crazy.
Now, I'll admit I do like this, but I like both, fresh or otherwise. But they say that a big don't is do never serve your guests canned cranberry sauce.
Agreed. I haven't seen that at a Thanksgiving table that my family's been a part of in 20 years.
Me either.
No, my mom is maniacal about it. No, she makes her own.
Okay. Well, she makes her own.
Now,
okay.
Understand, I still think that tastes like crap, too. I don't like cranberry sauce. So, no, David, whether it's the gelatinous, tube of cranberry.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, my mom makes the stuff, and it looks like Martha Stewart. I mean, she's, decorates it. There's garnish. There's all kinds of... And I'm just like, I still don't like it.
I love it. Canned or not.
But no, I you know what? Some people say the canned is better. It's nostalgic.
It is good.
So Roberto, I'll say no. I think it's up to what you like.
If I don't have that, it's what I grew up on. I don't know what Thanksgiving is without it.
Maybe there's a way to like make it look nice or something. Maybe put some garnish on it.
Yeah, throw it out the window. That stuff is horrendous. I've had cough medicine that tastes better than that canned cranberry crap.
Come on, man.
Like, I would take, give me Robitussin.
Yeah, pour some Tussin on there.
Yeah, D44. That stuff's horrible. What else?
All right, I'll give you this. Now, this one is pretty egregious. Saying you're going to bring a dish, but then you bring something totally different than what you said you were going to bring.
Or, can I offer this? What is the ruling on someone who says they're going to bring something, but then they show up with store-bought?
No, that might be even worse.
No. You don't do store ball. You don't do that at all.
Okay, I'm asking.
Kick them out the house.
What would your mother do if the thing showed up store and it had a brand name on it?
It'd be the side eye.
Would it be like, oh, thanks?
Yeah, she wouldn't dignify it with her anger or attention.
You'd throw it right away.
It would be dismissive side eye, and she would show her spite by not taking any.
And she would say, oh, did I forget to put that out?
Oh, I must have missed that. Just kidding. Absolutely not.
Well, there you go. Those are the don'ts. Don't do them tomorrow.
Don't do it, people.
Don't do it.
I need you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.